This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you like freedom...
Yes.
You'll love this guy.
Okay.
Because a conversation we had about what you're surprisingly allowed to take in New York set you, Tommy, off. And your reaction set this guy off.
Wow.
He's a man with rights.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to eat this, knowing the risk it poses, why shouldn't he?
Yeah. Enjoy.
In fact, how can you tell him it's illegal to eat anything that he wants?
Because you could die.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, it is Wednesday. It is 8 o'clock. It is time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago, we here in the break room made a surprising discovery about a law in New York State. It is 100% legal to take roadkill off the side of the road and bring it home.
Yeah.
The main purpose, it seems, would be to eat it.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, there are some further rules, things like deer and bear. You have to call the police when you want to take it. They have to issue you a special tag. For smaller game, you also have to have this tag or permit, but you don't have to call the police to get it, things like coyotes or wolves or turtles or whatever. Also,
Mom brought a turtle home for supper.
Also, you don't have to be the one to hit it. Whatever you stumble across, according to the law, you can take home.
If it's dead... You eat.
And I also,
fair game.
I also want to be clear, just so we don't give any people any ideas, it is illegal to hunt with your car. That is written in the law.
That like, also includes mother-in-law.
If you hit it by accident, you can take it. Right. If you try to run it down on purpose, you're going to jail. Okay. This deeply disturbed you, Tommy.
Yeah. Like, this should not be a thing, man. We're not some... third world starving country.
What are you talking about? It's free meat, man.
It's rancid.
It's okay. It's not rancid if you hit that deer
right
away.
Yeah, they know how long you have to scoop it up.
Yeah, if you have to scoop up your raw meat.
But why let it go to waste, I guess? You know? Like, why let it just sit there and
rot?
Let
the birds eat it.
Thank you. What do you mean let the birds? Birds got plenty. Plenty for the birds to eat. I'm starving over here. And then we are talking potentially... thousands of dollars worth of meat in a deer.
Delicious.
In a bear.
It sounds like you're going to a high-end steakhouse.
By the way, nobody's making you eat it. Like, if somebody wants to go home and bring it for
you don't
dinner
be
for
that
them,
country,
I don't care.
Man. You don't want to be that grimy-ass country.
I would totally make him eat it. Like, if he were coming over for a cookout, I would look for deer carcass, make sausages. Hey, you know what you're eating there, smart guy? Roadkill. By the way, you say we're not some third-world country. There is only one state in America that does not allow their citizens... to take roadkill off the side of the road. And it was Texas.
Yeah, that made no sense.
Okay. So every other state, 49 states in America, you're allowed to do this. Mm. So, Tommy, as you are right now, you were, when we had this discussion initially, adamant this should not be legal.
Right.
You also had an opinion on the types of people who would take this stuff off the side of the road.
You're scuzz. You're low end. I would never hang out with anybody that eats roadkill.
I have eaten roadkill.
No, you have not.
I was with my buddy Phil. We hit a deer when we were in high school. Our buddy, we called the cops, we got a tag, we had one of the dads of the group, brought it home, and we each got some of the meat. So I have eaten roadkill.
Okay, but you were a kid.
I was 8, I would do it now.
No, well, you would not.
When somebody knew how to prepare,
you would not.
You wouldn't try it.
High-end doctor husband eating roadkill.
When I blasted that deer with my pilot a couple years ago, I wanted to take the deer, and the cop
was
like,
why? Why would you want to take it?
Because it's thousands of dollars worth of meat. I love venison. I love venison. I'm not going to shoot it. I don't got the balls to do that, so I'll run it down with my car, and I'll eat it.
But you don't.
I would have eaten it.
Pet full of worms.
Had I not exploded its insides, I would have eaten that deer. Look, one man heard what you said, and he did not like it. In fact, he doesn't think that this policy goes far enough.
Yeah.
Because we live in a free country, don't we? Where's his freedom? Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, want to eat roadkill. And by the way, a man wrote us this letter. However, the role of the man this week will be played by our very own Kimmy. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I'd like Tommy Mulay to get this letter because I'm bothered by how close-minded he is about animals being taken from the side of the road. If I can use that meat, that carcass, for any reason, why would I not take it with me? He was also being very offensive, talking about which types of people do this.
Deeply.
I want you to know I am not some white trash homeless person. I own my home. I have a good job. I've raised a family. I know the dangers and what to look for when I am taking home these carcasses. If I am taking the risk, what is the problem? It bothers me that there are things I cannot take to use or eat without being arrested. Why is it against the law to shoot game in my own backyard? I can use a fox or a coyote for all kinds of things. There are animals that we can all eat that are protected for some reason. If that animal isn't smart enough to stay away from danger, why should we let it live? That just leaves dumb and weak animals that breed dumber and weaker animals. There should be no restrictions on hunting seasons, what I'm allowed to hunt, and where I'm allowed to take them. Let me take the risk myself, because it's just me and my family I have to worry about. Sincerely, John.
How hungry is this guy?
Pretty hungry, it sounds
like. I want to kill everything and eat it.
Really took it one step too far there.
Yeah. It always goes
I want to hunt where I want and when I want.
Eat it all.
Now, Kimmy, I don't know about you when you were reading this letter, but when I read this letter, when he was talking about you shouldn't let weak and dumb animals breed because it creates weaker and dumber animals, I just couldn't stop thinking about your family, Tommy. Your weak and dumb animals.
Yeah, I got it.
Father, then you, like a dying baby bird. All right, so John wants to be able to eat, living or dead, whatever he finds, no matter the time of year, no matter where he finds it.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Should John be given that right?
No.
Why?
Because you're going to eat the wrong thing. You're going to get sick. All of a sudden, we're going to
But it must have been rat time!
You're going to get COVID or some crap?
COVID from a dead deer.
Well, that's how COVID started. Somebody ate a goddamn something that got infected, and that's how it was all started. I forgot what the
hey. Dr. Mulay over here.
Chinatown thing.
Okay. All right. I don't know how many hunters, Kimmy, would be on board with wiping out hunting seasons.
Yeah, yeah. Probably. Yeah, you can't.
Kill any time.
Yeah. That's how things go extinct.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to destroy animal populations. Yeah. But the idea that if something wanders into your yard, you can kill it and
strangle
use it however you want. Would you guys be on board with that idea?
No.
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 I mean, unless like you're in danger or something.
It's cruel.
Yeah. You don't have to go shooting everything in your yard. Plus, like, you know, people would take advantage of that in places they maybe shouldn't be shooting stuff.
Okay.
In a yard where there's other people around.
Understood.
Or trails being walked on.
What if we find it? Because it could happen. What if we find something that is adorable and delicate is so goddamn delicious we can't get enough of it?
I mean, I feel like people have pretty much eaten every animal that we have here.
Let's say we find baby raccoons are the tastiest thing that's ever been produced on this planet.
You would have a problem eating baby raccoons?
Yes. But yes.
Yeah, why?
That's pretty cruel.
That's horrible.
You eat veal?
I love veal.
What's the difference?
That's done by the United States Meatpackers Association.
United States Department of the worst possible
I know
thing you can think
bad.
Of. No, how do you sit here and go, I love veal, I won't eat a baby raccoon?
I will not.
Okay. You eat veal. I eat veal. What's the difference? See, there's that dumb and weak animal breeding again.
I don't want to hurt a little baby raccoon.
You got no problem hurting a little baby cow. Doesn't even get to stretch its legs. You know how bad you feel on a 6-hour flight. Think about that cow, man. Look, I agree with you. We should not have seasons. But there are people who will not admit this, even though they're listening to the show right now, that do what this guy wants to do. That if anything wanders into their yard, they will shoot it and they'll use it for whatever they want. Right?
Yeah.
This is not of our world. But how many people would have an issue, honestly, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with a policy of, if it's on my property, I gets to kill it?
Yeah, that's like North Dakota in the 1800s.
Okay.
And you could also see people like baiting animals into their yard just to get away with it.
And you're right.
That's the problem. Like, nobody will do this
ethically.
If it just happens to happen, I'm ready. But I think people are going to, like, go out of their way to make this happen.
And we're supposed to be, aren't we supposed to be, like, evolved, like, this way, not that way? Like, move forward as a society?
What does evolve even mean, man?
Be a more refined society, not full of, like, have a mouthful of ticks and mites.
Okay, 252-WCMF, letter from John, coming off of Tommy going off on people that collect roadkill after we found out that it is legal in New York State to collect roadkill with some, you know, tags and off the side of the road.
You can hillbilly your ass off.
John writes us, argues that he says he is not trash. We have to take him at his word there.
Yeah.
He also wants it to go further. He wants to wipe out all hunting season, the ability to kill anything he wants, and if it wanders in his yard, he's going to take it. Look, I agree with you guys. You shouldn't have that thing, right? But I do feel this man's pain that you're criticizing.
It's probably the mediate. What pain?
I just find it funny. And I'm not a hunter.
I know.
Right? But I find it funny that all the meat that you have no problem eating and the way that that stuff is, like, you know, handled not in the most humane way, and this you have an issue with.
Yeah, because, like, it's also sanitary.
How do you know? We got a lot of food recalls lately.
You haven't had that many. I mean, most of the...
I haven't heard one food recall on deer on side of road.
That is so true.
I'm just saying, it seems a little hypocritical.
Boy, I crush a pig with my car, then eat it?
Well, no, that would be... If we had pigs, I would be going out of my way to eat
pigs. All right, so if I crush a pig... I just ran over a pig outside.
Yeah.
She walked right in front of my car.
She did, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Lady pig.
Yeah? What's your question?
You want it?
Yeah, I'd eat that.
All right.
Why?
You'd eat a dead pig.
Yeah, it's bacon.
It's not bacon till you cut it out.
Okay, so I go bring it to someone to process it.
The whole pig ain't bacon.
Okay. Again, if it was all an accident, why let it go to waste?
So you'd eat it too?
Would you eat road pig?
No, but I would be fine with somebody else eating it.
Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Once again, Tommy is showing his ass. It's not as if indigenous people have been living off the land for centuries. Can't wait for him to get trending, but some he must have said it wrong, chickens in a coop, it sounds like.
What?
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
Mike writes, let John eat whatever he wants. If he dies, it's just weeding out the weak and the dumb. I mean, it is interesting. Say policy argument John Fair makes point. For wanting to eat the weak and the dumb, dying from the weak and the dumb.
Yeah, and that could happen.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Teddy. What's up?
Hey, listen. We live in the land of law. Unless you live in the third world, like in Indonesia, you can do that. Who is it, dumbass, who's talking about that?
All right, Teddy. You know, we've talked about this before. You said you grew up hunting stuff when you were a kid, and you would bring that home and eat it with your family, right?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay. So, like, today, let's say you blasted a deer on the way home. Would you feel comfortable tagging that, having it processed, and serving that for dinner in your house?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You want to go? Go ahead.
But as long as you call a cop, and then it's okay for the cop. You can take home. It's just fine with me.
Okay. Yeah.
But
so
you can just take them off. Go ahead.
So you are anti-shooting whatever comes into your yard and eating that?
Yeah, not only that, when you shoot in your yard, I mean, how you have to have minimum 200 yards from your yard. You can't just shoot in your backyard.
Look, I agree with you.
Because I have a lot here in my backyard. I try to put in my garage, but I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Teddy. So he will eat the deer.
He'll eat the deer, but he won't shoot things in his
backyard. But he grew up in a country where you eat like that.
I grew up in this country. I would eat like that, too.
You
lots of people.
You grew up in Indonesian jungles,
man. That's what I just said. I grew up in this country. I'd do the same thing he would do, you dumbass.
But I get it. If normal for them.
Oh, my God.
They're a poor country. You didn't come
Tommy,
up...
If there is a law that you can shoot from behind your yard, are you willing to jail for that?
Okay, I think we're having two separate arguments. Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It doesn't matter where you grew up. It's good meat, man.
No, but I mean, I if I was raised poor in a poor country, I'd cut you a break.
Okay. More Instagram messages coming in, talking about John's letter here, who wants the freedom to shoot.
Fat and broke and Gates qualifies you for...
I'm saying I was not growing up in that kind of community, no, and I still want to eat this deer.
But you can identify.
No, I don't. I'm saying the deer is good.
Bit. You think even Teddy's camp?
No, I don't.
I'm fat Teddy. I want to eat the meat too, because I'm a fat roadkill eating little bitch.
Nailed it. Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Connor writes.
Connor ain't eating no goddamn rancid meat.
I assume he's talking about John, who wrote us a letter. Yeah. He says, this dodo is a perfect example of an animal that went extinct hunting because of unregulated hunting. Look, I agree with him.
Yeah.
Don't shoot everything.
Well, it's dangerous.
All right, but let the man eat his road deer.
Enjoy.
Johnny's on CMF. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Kimmy's the most accurate. I don't think you should be allowed to just shoot stuff anywhere because you never know. You could have a deer in your backyard in Henrietta and someone just lets it rip in the front yard.
Yeah, no, I think we're all on the same page fire guns in your yard, Johnny. Yeah. Johnny, what about eating deer off the side of the road? If you hit a deer, would you eat it?
Personally, I wouldn't. Maybe if I hit it personally, I would consider it.
Oh,
but
so you're a pansy.
I'm not going
to do it. And I'm just scared to eat deer on the side of the road because I ain't got a man system. I got a little bitch system that can't handle delicious car-killed deer venison. No, bitch.
Well, you never know. Hitting deer with a semi compared to hitting deer with a Prius is a little bit different.
Well, you just throw it all in a crock pot. It all comes out in the wash, bud.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
There goes Johnny. Take care.
I also want to point out, too, because Tommy seems like a guy that would also complain about that deer laying in the road for like a week
100%.
And nobody doing anything about it.
100%. So if I call the cops.
It's ugly and it's gross and it smells.
That's what it would sound like if I called the cops.
Yes.
Man,
I already did the call.
Our timing is all off today, all over the place. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to regroup.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Any threat like this just at baseline has to be taken seriously.
Okay.
But this one had props.
Ooh.
And it's easy to sit back and play Monday morning quarterback on what you think you do in scary situations.
Yeah.
But this could be one of those times where if you actually thought you were in danger, there is literally nothing you can do to ensure you made it out alive. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And this story starts with one that we now hear all too often.
What happened?
A 30-year-old man was arrested after he made an alleged bomb threat against a government health building. We literally, Kimmy, just had a story 2 weeks ago where a woman made a threat against a government building, and we see these at least twice a month now. This story, however, is different than the ones we normally see.
So what's the twist?
Well, other stories, Tommy, involve people making those threats via phone or email.
Yeah.
According to police, not only did this 30-year-old man make this bomb threat in the lobby on Monday afternoon.
Oh, so this was a live in person.
He was also, according to police, wearing a vest and carrying a bag.
Oh.
It looked like he had a bomb.
On him.
On him.
Okay.
So eventually, the sheriff's department showed up, and they ordered him to leave the building and remove the vest strapped to his body. Sidebar.
Okay.
They must have been pretty confident he didn't actually have a bomb. Because if he's willing to blow himself up, I don't know what kind of orders are going to intimidate him into following directions.
So true.
He kind of holds all the cards here.
Well, they must have seen something on him. Okay. Didn't, you know what I mean?
Well, here's what suggests maybe they didn't. Eventually, after a struggle, they got him into custody, thank goodness. But they had the Monroe County Sheriff's Department come out. They x-rayed his bag. And when they did, they discovered it was full of wires, batteries, and WD-40. Not a bomb, but stuff it seems to make it look like there was a bomb inside.
All right.
He's been arrested, charged with making a terroristic threat, placing a false bomb, amongst other things. And this is normally, Tommy, a part in the story where we look at motive.
Yeah.
But in this story, the man allegedly made this threat at the mental health building.
Yeah.
So motive may be above our pay grade here. Right. But the scarier part of this.
What's that?
If folks are good at one thing, it's telling people what they would have done in terrifying situations.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right? You're getting robbed. Here's what you got to do. You get out of it. You grab by the neck, snap. Someone's speeding at you in a car. You just got to dive out of the way. You got to be agile. You know, right at the last moment, you got to jump. You even hear people play tough guy in active shooter stories.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I would have done. You know. Yeah. But this story, if the allegations are true, Tommy, it's unique for one thing. If you were in the building with this man and you really thought he had a bomb, what do you do?
Nothing. It's too late.
Oh, I think there are people that think that they could talk this guy down or like be the cool person in the room, the cool-headed person in the room.
Okay.
I think that there is a, I don't know, like a just somebody who's that oblivious to the situation.
So let's talk about that because I guess in the list of things you can do to try and save your life, if you believe this person actually has a bomb, the only thing you could do is reason with this
person. Yeah, you'd have to have that skill set.
Not only have that skill set at baseline.
Mm-hmm. I'm a likable person. They'll like me.
Well, I mean, I am. Like,
I haven't had a nub in 12 years, man, but I'll get this done.
What the hell?
You can't even talk. You can't even get laid, but you think you could talk this guy out of a bomb. Think of the last time you negotiated something for yourself. Are you going to stand there next to a guy with a bomb?
When's the
last time you went up to a bar and got laid?
You went with Nob?
Well, yeah.
I know.
The bomb of sexual interactions?
It is. Yeah, it is. Think of the negotiating skills that you think you have that have never worked out for you.
Listen.
I got free car mats when I bought my car. I could talk about this bomb.
That guy's never gotten a Nob at a bar. Look, there are people that exist that have the skill
to
be able to talk to someone.
And they are very rare.
Okay, they are. But I would say even those people, in this scenario, you think he has a bomb. And at any moment, he could explode everybody.
Yeah, he's God.
So not only would you have to have that skill to be able to talk to him, you'd have to do it while being paralyzed with fear. Mm-hmm. You would have to be able to overcome this, I could die at any moment, and talk this guy off a ledge.
A lot going on there.
Right?
Yeah.
Ah, I mean, that would be the worst terror in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine trying to calmly speak and reason with that person? What do you say? All right, let me
How
ask you a question.
Start yeah. that conversation.
All right, let's role play a little bit.
So, nice vest you got there. What?
I got one of those, too.
All right, you're like, I got a bomb strapped to me. I've got your whole set just all over my chest, just bombs all over the place.
Yeah.
And I walk in,
yeah.
and your only way of saving your life is to try and relate to me and talk me out of exploding myself. What do you go?
I got to go right now.
Go. Yeah, well, I got the bomb, bro.
Okay, so you got a bomb.
I have a bomb.
And you want to blow the place up?
Yes.
So what's your beef with the place?
What are you talking? You work here. I don't like you. I don't like your face.
I don't like you either, man.
Boom! See, it's over.
Are you going to try to relate? Like, yeah, you know, I've had problems, too.
Place sucks.
Well, no, I mean, like, that's an interesting idea.
Is that where you kick it off?
So it could work that way, right?
Where, throw it out.
Well, no, I mean, look, if you have stresses like that in your past, yeah. maybe being able to relate to that person would be a good idea. But on the other hand, that person could hear you trying to relate to them, and that can make them angrier because you don't know the pain that they've gone through.
Thank you.
You think that, you know, XYZ, well, I've gone through XYZ, boom.
Okay.
All right, so if relating to them doesn't work, Kimmy, what is your first move trying to negotiate your way out of this bomb situation?
Well, I mean, like, first of all, like, you have to, you're also assuming that they're immediately willing to have a conversation with you, which I wouldn't even know how to get around to the point where they're willing to speak to me.
Okay.
Because why do they need to speak to you? If I'm going to blow myself up, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, of listening to you?
Like, I think everybody, like, that person that thinks that way also assumes, well, they're just going to be open to talking to me when, you know, they're already in, like, a heightened state of
blowed upness.
Panic.
Well, I will say this. Mm. Let's say the person actually has a bomb. Again, right. I'm talking out my ass here, so, you know, take it all with a grain of salt. If they haven't blown us up yet, that leads me to believe that they are willing to have a conversation.
Because
they
could have talked to you.
That's a long reach.
They could have
for somebody you've just met.
But they could have just walked in and exploded the place, right? They haven't.
Well, they got a plan.
But there's something that they want. There's something they want to hear. Like if they.
But if you're not in charge, they don't want to talk to you.
Okay. Right. Like, if you're you also got to look like the man.
Yeah.
Like yeah, we're wearing that shirt you got on today.
What's wrong with this shirt?
It tells a story.
It's a great shirt. What? You don't know what this shirt is?
You hear any noise?
It's just me and the boys bopping. If you hear any noise, it's just me and the boys
bopping. Yeah, that shirt does not scream authority.
You don't know where the shirt's from, do you?
No.
Dave Parker, rest in peace, the Cobra.
What are you even talking about?
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the story. Happened earlier this week. A 30-year-old man was arrested after he made a bomb threat against a government building. He walked into the building, made this threat. Police say he was carrying a vest and a bag that looked like he had a bomb. Police were able to get him into custody after talking to him. They brought in the bomb squad from Monroe County to look at this thing. When they x-rayed it, they discovered the bag was full of wires, batteries, and WD-40. Not a bomb, but he's been arrested for all these things.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm losing my voice. But, I mean, those people in this building had to believe that this might be it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do. The guy with the bomb's got all the power. 252-WCMF. We got Instagram messages coming in. We'll get to that in just a second. But Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris. How are you, brother?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
Good. Listen, I have to agree with Kimmy. You're going on the assumption that this person even wants to have a dialogue. But what comes to mind was years ago, just before we got Bin Laden, the CIA was working on this Jordanian doctor to get to Bin Laden, and they allowed him into this fortified camp in Afghanistan, Camp Chapman, and he got in there, and as soon as he got out of the car, he blew himself up and killed about 10 CIA people. But yeah, I mean, those people, when you're talking fanatical people,
we don't know this guy's fanatical and this story here, too. Don't you kind of prove my point? If he's standing there with the bomb on, saying, I have a bomb, it means that I have the ability to talk to somebody, not he got out of the car or walked to the building immediately and blew himself up?
Good point. I don't know too much about the story that started this whole conversation. Sorry.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for calling anyway. Great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, but I got this great, horrific anecdote that I'd like to share with you.
By the way, this happens in every conversation.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Why would you call?
Answer phones for a day. This is the kind of stories you get.
Why would you call? Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw this thing on the History Channel.
Could you imagine, like, you're at Wegmans.
Yeah.
You see two strangers
this
talking.
This is why you don't spark a conversation with a guy in a vest.
No, yeah, good call. But, like, you're at Wegmans, see two people talking, you hear somebody say, like, animal crackers. You know, when I was a kid, I watched a guy choke on animal
crackers.
Maybe
that's the guy you want to have go talk to him. Hey, I saw this thing the other day with Bin Laden.
Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, my dad was a hostage negotiator for a sheriff's office.
Damn.
Never won an argument with him growing up. That's got to suck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't win.
Somebody that has that kind of expertise.
Yes.
And, like, what's what I'm looking for? Knowledge of the human psyche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just constantly de-escalating the situation or looking for ways to. So even though you're mad, you can't even be mad.
Yeah, exactly. Right? They're going to figure out.
You bring up some good points, so I'm going to go upstairs and think about this.
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess we're getting a lot of people writing us on Instagram.
What's that?
Saying, just run. And maybe that is the best
move. Okay, but how fast and for how long, man? If I'm in a room like this and there's a guy, where am I going?
Well, but let's talk about that. Okay, you say that negotiation is not an option.
No.
You don't feel comfortable doing that. No. You're not going to be able to disarm this bomb, obviously.
No.
You're not Bruce Willis or any other star of an 80s movie. Maybe the smartest thing to do is as soon as he makes that threat, just take off running as hard as you can. Maybe that gives you the best chance.
But all does right. that cause panic, though, which could lead to a more rash decision on that person's part?
Yeah.
Very possible. But I ask you for a better idea.
Get behind something to save your ass?
Okay, but again, I don't
get
know.
Get low to the ground. I don't know. You don't know what you're supposed to do for blast.
But here's the thing. You don't even know how big this blast would
That's
be.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't know what's blast proof. Like, we have soundproof doors. Either.
Well, it's soundproof, yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying,
yeah.
Would that protect me enough to not die?
The glass, with those walls, not so much. They just look like fabric. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Well, yeah, you're dead.
There's walls behind the fabric, idiot. That's soundproofing.
I don't know what's back. Don't know what's back
there. I'm looking at the wood, stupid.
Wood ain't stopping no blast.
Wood ain't stopping no blast.
Now you're going to be full of wood.
We'd be screwed.
Much like your mom. That's how you do it. Set up, punch. Write it down.
We have glass, wood, and
electronic.
Brick. And
electronics.
Brick. You name what can
yeah,
hurt
everything
you.
In here is shrapnel.
No, I understand.
Your stupid head.
So then why are you arguing against running as hard as you can?
You're not going to outrun a bomb, man.
So you're just going to you just say
all right, give me 10 second jump on it.
Again, he has not hit the button yet.
Yeah.
So there is a chance.
There ain't no chance.
Okay, so you're just going to stand there and die.
It's over.
Look, everybody listening is fine with you doing that.
Sometimes it's just over, man.
Okay, but like here's the thing.
It's checkmate time.
Getting hit by a bus, sometimes it's just over. Oh, cancer taking you down, sometimes it's just over. Mm-hmm. Nobody believes they're going to die in a government building with a man that says, I have a bomb. That is not even in the top 1,000 ways you think you're going to die. So no, man, I'm going to... The instinct of survival is going to cause me to do something. I don't know if it's the right thing, but I'm not just standing there like you. Okay.
Because I think we both end up the same way.
Blowed up.
Yeah. Blowed up good.
All right. Well, you keep standing there. I'm going to run, and I think I got a better statistical chance of getting out versus your zero. Like your IQ, buddy. Zero. Why does it look like you're J-O-ing somebody when you do that?
Well, for you, it'd be like that. But yeah.
Okay.
Because you got a skinny weenie.
Well, your J.O. would be.
Well, we're friends.
You want to talk about a bomb going off? Let's take a break.
Don't invite me to your next party.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This was going to be the end, and it was the perfect ending.
Okay.
Right? You had an aging band that couldn't quite do it anymore.
Yeah.
They were finally getting the recognition that they deserved. It was a way to go off into the sunset.
Okay.
Yet, as often happens when bands get this kind of recognition, they've gotten a shot in the arm.
Oh.
And because of that, they've decided to push forward, despite the fact that when you go and see them, you're not seeing anyone you know.
So... nobody.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump into it. Rochester's favorite son.
Yep.
An international recording sensation, Foreigner.
They get
to... oh, wrong part. Sorry. Okay, Foreigner.
Yeah.
Are currently on their farewell tour. Mm. And it was a perfect way to end an unbelievable run for this band.
Yeah.
Right, they had years and years of album sales that was far higher than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we talked
about
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
They got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year after 3 decades of being eligible, and this was going to be the end.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it's not.
They're not going to wrap it up.
Foreigner has announced that its historic farewell tour is not actually a farewell
it
tour.
It continues.
And they're going to keep going.
Why?
So, original lead singer Lou Gramm, has been doing special appearances with the band, singing certain songs on stage while they've been on tour. He was in South America with them.
Mm.
Kelly Hansen, that happened because Kelly Hansen, the man who has been the front man for the band for the last like 20 years, couldn't leave the country for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reasons we still don't know.
Mm.
Kelly Hansen has announced he is retiring as their lead singer.
Wait, the guy who's... filling in for the guy who's retiring is retiring.
Yes, so that means...
Okay, you are so done.
Band member Luis Maledano will be taking on lead vocals. What makes him special? Apparently, they are very big in Spanish-speaking countries, Foreigner.
Ooh.
He speaks Spanish.
Right.
So he sings some Foreigner songs in Spanish
okay.
while he's on stage. So you're right. This will be the third lead singer, I believe, that Foreigner has had.
So now it's just a cover band.
It actually is, because there is not a single yeah. original member of the band. Lou Gramm is not a permanent...
Nobody's involved.
Yeah, Lou Gramm is not a permanent member. He will be, at least according to speculation, appearing at some shows.
I mean, but he's going to run out of gas at some point.
And Mick Jones, co-founding guitarist,
yeah.
He is still technically a part of the band, but no longer performs with them due to his Parkinson's yeah. disease. So the current lineup, Maledano, the guy we just brought up, Pilsen, Michael Bluestein, Bruce Watson, and Chris Frazier.
Yeah.
That is your Foreigner that will be touring and continuing the tour. You don't like this?
No. I mean, go see it.
No!
But I mean, what's the point?
No, I'd go see it, but I wouldn't.
But is this so Mick Jones can collect a check?
I mean, I would also assume the guy's playing.
He's getting a cut.
But I would also assume the guys playing in the band want to keep doing this.
Oh, I get it, but like, you're not seeing Foreigner. You're not seeing anything of Foreigner.
There are several bands that tour now that don't have any of the original members.
Yeah, which is not the band.
But they played with the original members. Some of them have been in the band for longer than the original members.
They're still like, yeah, the branch of the band. You're just not.
I mean, we're really watering this thing down, man.
All right, so you would not pay a dime to go see.
Not a thin dime of my hard-earned money.
252-WCMF.
This is a Maladona guy.
252-9263. You know, I do wonder if Lou gets a cut. I mean, he probably doesn't get a road cut.
No, it's not his band.
I understand. I understand.
Why did he get a cut?
Well, because, I mean, I don't know how royalties work when you're performing songs live, but he did write some of those, most of those songs, right?
He co-wrote a couple of them, yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know if he gets paid every time they play those songs.
Oh, maybe.
Agreement. So it would help Lou. You don't want Lou to eat? Way to go.
Yeah, Lou looks like he's really struggling up there with his 10 hot rods in his mansion in Webster.
Maybe that's why he doesn't have any money left. He needs you to keep singing Rev on the Red Light in Spanish, for God's sakes. You don't want him to get that.
I would think he's just sick and tired of it, being old and having health issues. Like, why would you want to still put yourself through that?
Well, it kind of seems like a better way of doing it, because he can kind of do it sounds like, when he feels up to it, which may give you a better show, because he's not doing it every night. He gets to kind of
come on out tonight because he kind of wants to do it.
I think that a guy, and you know this, having been on stage, poorly, but having been on stage, right? Like, that itch to perform never goes away.
I understand, but sometimes, man, it just doesn't look good.
Okay.
It just doesn't. If you're struggling up there, why do it?
You're saying if you're struggling to, like, do your job, like,
yes.
Speak or make coherent points?
Get out.
Are you kidding me right now?
Done.
Are you kidding me
right
now?
No, I am serious, man.
Get out of my effing
face.
These
bottom feeding.
You hypocritical.
Hanging out too long.
You're on the Wheeze cover show.
Get out of your show.
I mean, you are describing yourself. You are describing
yourself.
Yeah,
but I'm broke, man. I'm not billionaire Lou.
Okay, Lou is not a billionaire.
I bet you he's closer to a Bill House.
I bet you he's not anywhere near a billion.
I bet you almost a billion. He's got a jet.
He does not have a jet.
The Big Lou. You ever seen it land?
The Big Lou. Look, it makes sense that Foreigner is going to extend their farewell tour to forever.
Yeah, for a cash grab.
Well, that's what it is.
You're going to see more and more bands do this. Like, if they can continue to sell tickets with none of the original members,
but it's
still, again, like a branch of the original band, I think they're going to do it until they stop selling tickets, right? I mean, why not? Why leave that money there?
Here come the suckers.
Kiss there are people that are willing to see you.
Kiss is looking into, Kimmy, and ABBA went on tour as holograms.
Yeah.
Touring holograms.
This is what I mean, don't you want to see, like, some new act?
Name one.
They're out there.
Who?
I hear that Britney Spears is pretty good.
How much new music do you consume?
None. Nunzo?
So that's
Nunzo.
Why. That's
why listen to old jazz? I mean, I
old jazz. You can't even say it without sounding like a dick. I listen to old jazz.
I bet you 90.
Oh, look, it's Sammy Saxophone.
I love Sammy Saxophone. I bet you.
Dave Brubeck, take five. Old jazz. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I bet you 90% of the music on my phone, those people are dead. And have been dead for a long time.
Okay, but that's kind of the reason that these older bands can continue to tour and perform, because people still want to take in the stuff that they, like,
Maroon 5,
the songs
they're quality,
that they
man.
Love.
Maroon 5's been around for 30 years.
Yeah, but they're still the band.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Oh, they're
people.
Okay, but they're not they might be good. I don't know.
That Daughtry's pretty good. Get a kid from Webster working out there.
But it's just funny how you're like, go see somebody new. I'm not going to see somebody new.
Well, I don't count. I'm an old fart.
Bro, anybody that wants to see Foreigner is either an old fart or someone that appreciates classic rock.
Yeah, but you're not getting it.
Here's the problem.
What?
And I love how you, okay, again.
You're getting fake Lou number 3.
One of the worst songs from the late 90s. Fake Lou number 3. A little bit of Lou over here. Kelly Hansen's not in the band. Got a guy with Spanish singing the songs. No. You went back and said it's a cash grab. Bro, every band that's in the classic rock genre, when they go on tour, it's a cash grab.
I know.
You can't tell me. Look, I love the Stones.
Yeah.
You can't tell
but
me.
But enough.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Done.
The Stones should keep touring as long as they can, because they are an institution.
Yes.
But you can't tell me that mix, like, oh, I got to get out there because I need to get my creative juices flowing. I couldn't even hold on to the accent. Like, every tour, they're sponsored by AARP.
Yeah,
it's all a cash grab.
I mean, some of these bands are iconic. like the Stones.
Yeah.
Like the Beatles, like Zeppelin.
Yeah, you go to that Beatles tour, Kimmy?
But, like, those are the only bands that would rank historically. Foreigner is not a historic band.
Oh, my God. Yes,
it could
they
be
are.
They're not in the same category as the greats.
Well, okay, yeah, the Stones and the Beatles and Zeppelin.
Right. Those bands I would go see guys
perform.
No, you wouldn't.
You would not go to any of those shows because you've had several opportunities to go see the Stones.
Yes. Well, you remember what happened when I tried to go.
What is that?
You remember what I said?
Oh, we got too loud out there.
Super loud.
Yeah.
Really did, and I heard that it really made your ears hurt.
252 WCMF. Foreigner is announcing they are continuing past their farewell tour, but they're doing it with no original members of the band. Lou Gramm, it sounds like, will be making appearances along the way. Mick Jones, original guitarist, co-founder. Well, he's still in the band technically.
But he's not performing.
He is not performing due to Parkinson's disease. Yeah. And Kelly Hansen, the man who was the lead singer for the last few decades, he has retired from the band. So band member Luis, I'm sorry, I lost it.
Caliente.
Luis Maladano.
Maladano. In my village, we sing Lou every night. We praise thee, Lou.
He will be taking over lead vocals. It makes sense this is happening because of the shot in the arm that every classic band gets when they are elected to the Rock and Roll Hall.
Okay.
We see every single band that gets this honor, they're...
Well, people are reminded of like their huge catalog of music.
Yes.
Well, can we make up a rule? Like just one simple rule.
What is that?
Okay, if you're the lead singer... And you come out and you have to sit during the entire performance, like on a bar stool, because you can't stand anymore. I think you're done.
I think you eliminate a lot of lead singers. Not all of them are old.
You paid to see B.B. King and Aretha Franklin, and they both sat.
And it was sad.
And
it was so sad to watch.
And we laughed hilariously at Thea Vidal. How dare you?
Yes, we did.
How dare you say these things?
I think that's a good rule.
I just watched James Taylor sit for 2 hours.
Well, he always sat. I mean, he's not a showman.
Okay, watch your mouth. He's a great storyteller.
Yeah.
I was engaged the whole time.
If you want to hear boring stories about the Adirondacks and the Berkshires.
No, if I want to do that, I'll come in and do the show with you every day.
The Adirondacks and the Berkshires.
You know, I remember I was on the road. I saw the Berkshires. I'm sorry I did the hands on the line.
I was nobbing people in the Berkshires?
Yeah, how do you think it's an expensive place to be? Needed gas money. No, I mean, you're so stupid. Okay,
why?
Again, I went and saw James Taylor on Sunday at CMAC, right? That man is 77 years old. The show was phenomenal.
But he doesn't put on a show.
No, he does put on a show. And his band members, who are anonymous, except for Lou Marini, who was playing the saxophone for Blues Brothers. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're anonymous, but they're unbelievably good musicians. And to be able to take in all of that was worth it. And I would argue if you love these songs and you have continued to follow this band to the point where you...
Spanish Lou?
What's wrong with Spanish Lou?
It just doesn't sound right.
Spanish Lou.
Yeah.
Lou Gramm... could be Spanish. Grammatico could be Spanish.
Well,
we don't know.
Italian.
Well, how do you know? Have you ever asked him?
Oh, I know he's Italian.
How do you know? You're just assuming because his last name's Grammatico.
Yeah.
That could be Spanish.
I doubt it.
In his village of Gates Chile. All right. So.
Yeah, enjoy your summer.
Well, look, they are coming to Syracuse, coming up soon, and it is rumored that Lou will be there, but there is nothing confirmed yet. I mean, I hope he is. It gives him.
Well, if he don't do Syracuse, he's out. Jesus, what is that, an hour driving your hot rod? You can't even do that show, but you're goddamn in Buenos Aires singing with Spanish Lou and the conquistadors.
Is that you dancing? Please stop.
No, let him
That's
go.
My Spanish dancing.
Let him go. He's going to throw a hip out and he'll be done.
Well, you are in your dancing outfit today.
Man sitting, well, says you shouldn't be able to sit and do a show on a tribute show to Brother Weeze as a man who stayed far too long. All right,
we're gonna get Spanish Weeze at some point.
I think you got it now. He's South.
Oh, he is.
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.